صلى الله عليه وسلم، صلى الله عليه وسلم. Mercy upon mankind. صلى الله عليه وسلم، صلى الله عليه وسلم، صلى الله عليه وسلم.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah, once again we are back with another episode of our program, The Cure of Every Illness, Salli ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, in this program, we learn about the various blessings and the beautiful ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in relation to the virtues and the excellences of sending salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. In addition to this, we also learn many faith-enhancing events and accounts of our pious predecessors, rahimahumullahu ta'ala, also in relation to the blessings of sending salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Let's begin with a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's beloved companion, Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala, has mentioned, and he has narrated from the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who said, "Whoever writes salawat upon me in a book, angels will continue to ask for his forgiveness for as long as the name of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam will remain in that book." Subhanallah, my dear brothers, how fortunate are those Ashikan Rasul, those lovers and devotees of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who not only write books but also write complete salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in those books as well. And whenever the blessed name of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam comes and they write the name of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they write the complete durood upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in their books and in their diaries as well. Many students may be listening, and many other Ashikani Rasul will be listening as well. Whenever we write the name of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, we should make it our habit to write salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in full. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, insha'Allah ta'ala, and gain the blessings of this as well. The ulama, they mentioned that abbreviating salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, this is not allowed. So writing S-A-W-P-B-U-H, or writing just the Saad in Urdu, this is not allowed. So we must write the full sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also, writing it in Roman letters, this is also not allowed as well. So we should write it in the Arabic language, inshaAllah, the complete durood e pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make it a habit. Learn how to recite, write sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that within a few seconds you can write sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whenever you write the blessed name of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The benefit of this will be that for as long as the name of the Prophet will remain in that book, the angels will continue to be asking, making dua for your forgiveness, insha'Allah ta'ala. In another narration, whoever writes durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a book, the angels will keep sending durood upon that person every morning and evening as long as the name of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam will remain in that book. Subhanallah, how great is the excellence of just writing salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And whenever we speak about the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, we should always say the durood upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam as well. We've got another very beautiful, faith-refreshing hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that insha'Allah ta'ala we'll listen to, and it will enlighten our hearts as well, insha'Allah ta'ala. Sayyiduna Ya'la bin Murra Saqafi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated that we were walking with the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and we halted at a certain place. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam began to take rest. A tree came, ripping the land apart, and began to cast shadow upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The tree went back to its place after some time, and the Sahaba said, "I told the whole story of the tree to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam woke up, and I said that you were taking rest. Meanwhile, a tree came ripping the land apart and began to cast a shadow upon you." and then went back. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that it was such a tree which asked Allah Azza wa Jal for permission to give salam to me. Having got the permission, it did that. Allahu Akbar, my dear Islam brothers. How great is the status of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. That the trees, the birds, the animals, including those which graze, all yearn to come towards the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and present their salams. They come and present salam in the court of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sometimes the trees, sometimes the stones and the rocks used to say salam, while sometimes gravels used to recite the kalima when the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam crossed the path of Makkah and walked across the streets of Madinatul Munawwara. Allahu Akbar. Look at the grand status of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Jabir radiyallahu ta'ala has said that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, in Makkah, a stone used to say salam to me during the nights of the announcement of prophethood. I still recognize it when I go past it. So the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam even recognizes the stones that gave salam to him. Just imagine if we also present salam and salawat in the court of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, will he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam not recognize me and you, his ummah, when we are sending salam upon him sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam on the Day of Judgment? Definitely, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam will recognize his devotees on the Day of Judgment as well, insha'Allah ta'ala. So continuously send salam and salat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, so that we can gain from the recognition of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam on the Day of Judgment. In another hadith, according to Sayyidah Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha, Sayyiduna Jibreel alayhi salam told the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam the procedure of wudu. And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, he performed wudu and then offered 2 rak'ah of salah. On his way back, every stone and pebble that he saw, that he passed by, presented salam in the following words. As-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. This is reported by Sayyidatuna Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha, that even the stones and the rocks, they would give salam to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. How great is the grand status of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Durood and salam are presented from everywhere in the court of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So should we not be in that same environment that we also are sending salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? Do we not want to join such company that sends salam and salat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? Do we have the same style or not, that our life goes on and we send salawat and salam upon the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? We should not deprive our lives of the recitation of salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Always express devotion in the court of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Throughout this program of ours, The Cure of Every Illness, Salli ala Muhammad, we've mentioned many various different narrations talking about how we are to recite salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and the various virtues and excellences of reciting salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So we should insha'Allah ta'ala take these accounts on board, take these narrations and ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala on board and increase and in our recitation of salawat upon the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Let's listen to another great refreshing event account of our pious predecessors, rahimahumullahu ta'ala. Sayyiduna Shaykh Abul Hassan bin Haris, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he used to be engrossed in reciting salawat and salam upon the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, used to recite them a lot. And he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, once said, the day of indigence and poverty once came upon me. So the days of becoming poor and poverty came to him. And he said that nothing was left with me, even for eating or drinking. Eid was near, but we were still destitute, we were still poor. We still had nothing to celebrate the days of Eid with. Today we need to think that when the days of Eid come, how do we feel? We have so much clothing that we can wear. We have so much different foods on the table ready for us to eat on the days of Eid. But this pious person, pious saint, Shaykh Abul Hassan bin Haris rahmatullahi ta'ala, he states that he was so poor, a stage come in his life that he was so poor that even as the days of Eid were coming, the poverty was still at its peak, where he didn't have anything that he could celebrate the days of Eid with. He didn't have any new clothes and he didn't have any food to eat or to drink. And he continued, the night of Eid came and we had nothing to eat or drink and no new clothes to wear either. We were passing that night in severe agony. Only a little portion of the night had passed when a loud knock at the door was heard. There was a noise outside the door. We opened that door. We saw some people who were holding candles. Amongst them was also the son of so-and-so person, who was one of the prominent people of that era. And he states that he entered into our house and his arrival surprised us a lot. The Shaykh rahmatullahi ta'ala further goes on and he says that the purpose for which he came to us was that he dreamt of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who said that at the moment Abu al-Hassan and his children have got into severe poverty, starvation and great worry. Therefore, take to them as much as you can out of what Allah azza wa jalla has granted you, so that the arrangements can be made for clothing and food and drink for them, so that they can also be happy on the occasion of Eid. It is said that he stood up and took with him many things to eat and many clothes, along with tailors so that they can sew the clothing as well. And he asked the tailors to make our measurements, and the children's size were measured on the spot as well as the size of the other family members, and sewing began. It is said that the tailors kept sitting and sewing the clothing till the morning and until the family happily celebrated Eid. Our viewers of Madani Channel, how many more occurrences should we be made told about in relation to the benefits of reciting salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? Shaykh Abu al-Hassan rahmatullahi ta'ala, without doubt, he received this blessing due to his recitation of salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. As he would constantly be involved in reciting salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam throughout his life, he got this blessing that even though poverty had stricken him and his family, even though the days of Eid were coming by and they had nothing, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, with the blessings of the recitation of salawat upon him sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he come into the dream of one of his devotees and he commanded him to go and give food and drink and clothing to my servant, to my devotee, Abu al-Hassan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And this is what that individual did. He bought food, he bought drink, and he bought cloth along with the tailor so that they can sew the suit overnight as well, so that this family can enjoy and celebrate the blessed days of Eid. Today we need to think to ourselves as well, that should we not also recite salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? Remember, the cure of every illness is salli ala Muhammad. Whatever difficulty we face in this world, if we recite salawat upon the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam with a sincere heart, insha'Allah ta'ala, that recitation of salawat upon the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, it will become a means for our blessings in this world as well as in the hereafter. It will become a means for the cure of all types of illness. It will become a means for the removal of difficulties in this world, and insha'Allah ta'ala, the difficulties and the troubles of the hereafter as well, insha'Allah ta'ala. Keep these faith-refreshing narrations and incidences in your mind and increase in your recitation of salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Many more narrations can be mentioned, insha'Allah ta'ala. And in our next coming episodes, we will be mentioning more narrations and faith-refreshing events from our pious predecessors, rahimahumullah ta'ala. And we're bringing to you some more ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in relation to salawat upon him sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam as well, insha'Allah ta'ala. We need to do is take this on board and increase in our recitation of salawat upon him sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam as well, insha'Allah. Many a time, so much moments of our life are gone into waste. Either we are sitting there doing nothing, or we are using them in useless, wasteful conversation, not even taking into account the sinful conversations. Definitely sinful conversations and sinful use of the tongue, this is an utter waste of time anyway. And this is definitely something that will cause us great problems in this world as well as in the hereafter. But in addition to the sinful use of the tongue, even the useless use of the tongue that will bring no benefit and bring no punishment either, that is also something that's very alarming, and we need to save ourselves from this as well, insha'Allah ta'ala. Rather than getting involved in useless things, if we get involved in the recitation of salawat upon the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, This will grant us great benefit in this world as well as in the hereafter, inshallah. May Allah enable us all to increase our recitation of salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, we will be back with another episode of this program, The Cure of Every Illness. Salli ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Until then, continue reciting salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Continue watching Madani Channel and benefiting from the various programs of Madani Channel as well, inshallah ta'ala. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mercy upon mankind. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.